Hello and welcome to the His and Her Show with Jody
and Alex Misiak.
And today we are going to keep walking up the ladder because last week we talked about acceptance, and this one is surrender and let go. So some of you might be like, oh my goodness, I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to surrender and let go. Or maybe you're thinking religious stuff or whatever, but...
Well, surrendering sounds like you've given up, and that's not the case.
No. Yeah. Coming from a control freak, which is me, by the way, this is, like, I've always wanted to control all the outcomes. Mm-hmm. So part of it is, you know, surrendering and letting go. And so there's so many levels about surrendering and letting go, because it's, you know, it's steps on your journey of to going to where you want to go, like towards your goals and the life you want to live. And then it's also just in life in general, surrendering and letting go. So the other day, remember we were watching watching Paw Patrol.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, try your best and forget about the rest.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm not a big fan about saying like, forget about the rest, but there's a saying too that's like, try your best and let God do the rest. And anybody that's not religious, it doesn't have to mean a religious God. It can just mean like whatever you believe in.
The
it can
universe,
be the universe. Yeah. It can be a spirit. It could just be whatever it is. You know, what helps the sun rise every day? You can just let that be
what you surrender to. Yeah.
So it's like, try your best.
And let
life do the rest.
Let the universe take care of the rest. Yeah,
exactly.
You are surrendering the outcome.
Exactly. And I know this can be a challenging thing if you're a person like me that was very controlling, where you want to have control of every outcome. And one of the biggest things I've learned is the less you control, the more life flows. So when you're trying to control something, it's like you're going upstream against the current. We're not fish. We don't go, because isn't salmon, or maybe I'm incorrect.
Most fish don't either, but salmon do go swim upstream.
So we're not salmon.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you, and it's not about not doing anything. It's not like sitting your butt on the couch and doing nothing. Be like, oh, I wish this and this is my life. And, you know, you just, you know, sit and do nothing. It's not that. It's do what you can. Make a plan. Take the steps. But then just let it go.
Follow through. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Not the Paw Patrol. There's another one. Oh, yeah. We talked about it before on our podcast with one of our special guests. It was everybody's always trying to do their best. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's it.
Do your best. Always do your best. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what you've said.
Okay, sorry.
But another one of our guests also said, like, everybody's always trying to do their best. Like, I'm paraphrasing. But that's another thing, because you, not only are you letting, you got to let go of your expectations of other people as well. At least I have to, right?
A lot of us do.
Right? It's just one of those things where you can't control, you can't control what someone else is going to do, right? So you have to let go of and surrender. Those kinds of things are gumming you up and blocking you up as well.
Well, it's just like a lot of people, you know, get stuck on the weather, you know, like if it's a rainy day, or they then can sometimes, you know, it depends on how you're brought up and like where you go. But it's like, it can make your day miserable if it's raining.
Right.
But for us, like, one thing you can't control is the weather. Yeah. So we love it. We actually have like little fishes, and, you know, we'll go for walks, and you just wear raincoats, or if it's warm outside. We were dancing in the rain this summer.
You were in the pool while it was raining.
Yeah. So it's trying to make the best out of the situation that's in front of you. And that situation might always be what you expect. It might not be what you like. Maybe it is a challenging time, but it's trying to find that little shine, like ray of light in the darkness, or in a challenging situation, and really go with it, and then let it, like, you know, I'm kind of getting off topic of letting go and surrendering. The thing about surrendering and letting go is having faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing your best, putting your best self forward, you know, putting in the work, and then letting things go.
Yeah, no, don't attach yourself to the outcome, whatever the outcome may be. Oh. It's not a reflection on you or how you tried, right, or your efforts. It's just that's what the outcome was. And if the outcome wasn't what you wanted, then you can still learn from it as well.
So that comes back to why we're talking about this topic today, is because it goes with after acceptance. You got to let things go, right? Like once you accept, and part of it is because you don't want to carry around that baggage anymore. We talked about last episode where when you accept something that has happened in your life or a part of you that you haven't accepted in a long time, it takes that weight off your shoulders. And like the last, not even the last step, but like one of the biggest steps then is let that stuff go. Let that story go. Let that, like, it can be, it's a part of you. So you don't have to like pretend it never happened, but it's the end result of like making peace with the past. It's like closing that door so another one can open. Right? Yeah. So there's a couple different things to this. Like I said before, like surrendering can happen on a daily basis, right? You can ask for help from the universe and surrender to the outcome. Or like, you know, because setting a goal, like, you know, working towards it and surrendering kind of thing. Because there's a really cool phrase that I absolutely love that I'm starting to use more is this or something better.
Right. That's, so from, that's from Angels in Abundance.
It is. Yeah. And there's actually a lot of other people that say it as well. But that's where I've gotten it recently. Like even Gabby Bernstein says it a lot or something very similar. And even I'm pretty sure Dr. Wayne Dyer has as well in different books, I believe. So it's a big thing out there. But it's like this or something better. So, you know, let's get back to like even just letting go of the past even. So maybe you haven't even fully accepted. And a big one is like, I think I've mentioned this multiple times before, is writing letters. It can be to somebody that you need to accept their behavior. And I not even want to say accept behavior. Accept them for what they did. Because you don't, a lot of behaviors you don't need to accept. You know, especially if it's abusive and really mean behavior. But accept the person. And these are, like I have to say, or I've mentioned before, is you, no one needs to see these letters but you.
Right.
But it's writing them down. And it could even be writing a letter to yourself, letting it go, because surrendering and letting go is pretty much for, like you're also forgiving. It's a big part of the journey is forgiving. If you don't forgive yourself, forgive the people in your life, you can't fully move forward without it. So it's just the under, you know, it's another step along the nice long ladder towards your dreams.
But it doesn't feel like a long ladder while you're. It shouldn't while you're climbing. And when you have a cheer squad,
yeah.
right, and the group coaching that you offer, then you're not doing it alone.
That's true.
And that's important, too.
It is. And when you do have your cheer squad and things like that, regardless of, you know, if it's my personal cheer squad or if you have your own personal cheer squad. So, yes, that ladder doesn't need to feel long. And the thing is, like anything, the more you do it, the faster you get climbing it, right? So maybe that first time on a ladder, you're like, ooh, I don't know. You know, your fears get the best of you with heights or whatever. But the more you climb up that ladder, you're like, oh, I can do this and I can do it faster and faster. And that's with life, right? Like the more you do something, the better you get. There's not going to be just, you know, we talked about awareness. And actually, once you build your awareness muscle, you become really heightened with awareness. I really found that I don't know about you, but I found that the more I'm focused inward and like outward and like just I'm very aware and things really.
Well, the more you focused inward, I think you've realized that you now have a much clearer picture of what things are coming from the outside as well. Yeah. So that's good too.
So like the awareness part is like, okay, then you, like, so that's like your starting point. And then you become uber aware and you're like, oh my goodness. And then, like, so the next step is acceptance. So, like, once you, the more you accept of yourself, the more you love yourself, and the faster it is to love other parts of you as well. So it just kind of keeps going. And same with surrendering and letting go. The more you surrender and let go, the faster and easier it is. Now, I'm not saying it's like, you know, snap your fingers, it's over. But the more it becomes a second nature to do. It's still something that I'm still working on myself. Like, none of these things is like, I've done it and I never have to do it again. It's something that, you know, when you're aware of things, it's letting go of like these old belief patterns that I've been taught as a child and just different things. But again, it comes back to awareness. When you're aware of them, you can change them. Mm-hmm. And accept them, you know, so, and then
accept them
and then let it go and
surrender and let it go.
So, oh, sorry.
I was going to say, because our listeners can't see you do this, but you're talking with your hands. And as you're explaining, as we're going over the last three steps that we've been, or this is the third in the process. But she's doing a looping motion with her hands. And that is very telling because it does feel to me like this isn't like, in software development, we call it a waterfall model, where, you know, awareness would be the top of the waterfall, and then acceptance is further down, and then surrendering and letting go. And the reason that doesn't work for software development, and the same reason it doesn't work for here, is that once you get to those lower things, you're not supposed to go back up. But that's not how software is developed. That's not how we as humans are going to develop and grow. It's a cycle. It's a spiral. So think of yourself as going, you know, back through these things over and over and over again as you become more aware, you accept, you let go, and then you're able
and
to
go. There's going
to
be a lot of forgiving in there.
There's going to be a lot of forgiving in there. You're going to go back to, like, you'll be more aware. You'll pick up on other things. You'll realize, oh, okay, I need to accept this as well. And you know, and like that's important. I just wanted to point that out. Cause like I said, you were doing the spiral thing. I'm like, I'm going to mention that before I forget.
Yes. So I think it was in our awareness one that I said, pay attention to your beliefs, really focus on like what comes up. This is a good time to go back to that list. If you did have them, or if you haven't listened to that episode, listen. And it's looking at that list and be like, do these beliefs still serve me? Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to just let them go. You can even replace them with a new belief that does serve you, that does go with your values, your personal values. And it's, you don't even have to just like let go and be like, oh, but now I have nothing. It's like giving all your clothes away. If you don't have any more clothes, you're going to be naked. So, you know, sometimes if that's too much of just like letting old beliefs go, you don't have to personally let them go. You can rewrite them to work towards your personal values and what is working, what will work better for you, what's suited for you, if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of an example to illustrate this. So part of this, as Jody's been on this journey and I've gone along for the ride, which has been very beneficial to me in my professional life, even. Because as I look back along my career, there were definitely periods of very intense unhappiness, not being happy with my job or thinking I wasn't unhappy with the job. And, you know, now I'm far more aware of, it wasn't the job per se, right? It was me. I was the constant where, like,
okay. And a common denominator.
The common denominator where, like, okay, well, I'm trying all these different jobs and, you know, none of these are doing it for me. And it wasn't the job. It wasn't the people. It was me. So I had to identify some of those beliefs that I had written myself or that weren't serving me. And, you know, I had to accept the fact, okay, well, all right, I can't go back and change the past. I can't, you know, get that job back, or I can't go and do that differently, but I can do the next stuff differently. And that has revolutionized the way I look at my career, the way I look at my colleagues, like all that stuff. I'm no longer thinking just about me. I'm no longer worried that everyone's out to get me, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of baggage there, and there probably still is some there.
Journey. It's a journey. Process.
It's not going to go away. Yeah. But it's definitely one of those beliefs. And it's a belief in the industry actually as well. And I'm trying to change that now that I'm a little more aware. But I don't want to get too far into it. But there's in software development, you have quality assurance and you have developers, and the quality assurance is, you know, responsible for making sure the developers make the thing that they're supposed to make and it's supposed to work and not have bugs in it and go bad or cause miscalculations or, heaven forbid, somebody, you know, cause real person harm. And there's definitely a mindset in the industry and it's prevalent that the two sides are actually against each other. The developers are trying to get things out the door and QA are stopping them because they're saying, no, you can't push it out the door. This is garbage. Like, it's broken and you need to fix it. And that mentality is pervasive in my industry. And thankfully, I'm in a position and I've surrounded myself with people of the same mindset where that doesn't have to be the case. You know, we're not against each other. We are both striving to the same goal, to create something that, you know, provides value. And, you know, obviously it's not gonna provide value if it's never gonna get out the door, and it's not gonna provide value if it goes out the door and doesn't work. So the two sides need to figure out how to work together. And that's been one of those things where and it was a belief that I myself had for a long time, but being able to go on both sides of the fence now, I'm like, no, this is not a belief that is good for myself. It's not good for people I work with. It's not good for the industry as a whole. So thankfully, I'm not the only one that's thinking like that anymore.
Well, isn't it funny, though? Like, you always probably saw the same people thinking the same things.
Yes.
What you think you draw near.
Yeah.
And then you change your mindset. And all of a sudden, these other people that have the same mindset appear.
Yeah.
They were probably always there in your life. But now that you could see that point of view, you could see other people with that point of view.
Yeah, no, it's
been so that's good. A really, really amazing thing in life to even be aware of.
So that's a, and like I said, then that was one of those things that I had to, you know, be aware of, accept that this is, you know, one of those things that has colored my career, and then surrender it and let it go.
But all those things, all those like maybe challenges and struggles and, you know, hard times really did make you who you are today, though. Absolutely. You needed to go through that to understand that side of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've come into other people, other people in your life have come in that have been on the other side of you, and you can actually see them through compassion,
mm-hmm.
right? Instead of, you know, not even beating them up, because I don't think you would do that, but just you understand them better because you've been there.
Yeah.
And then you can help them in a way because you've been there.
Yeah. As opposed to being dismissive.
Exactly. Yeah. Be like, oh, like, because if you don't walk in somebody else's shoes, you don't know how they feel. So it's really about understanding other things. So that's why, you know, I do what I do too, because I've been there and I love helping people get through it, because it's no fun being stuck or depressed or just angry at life or it's almost like being stuck in mud where you're like, you're spinning your wheels and you're trying so hard to get somewhere. You're like, I'm doing everything right, but you're just stuck where you are because something has to, you probably have to let go and surrender something and move forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for sharing yours. I always love hearing how things have, you know, changed along your journey. Like, I've been here with you, but I always love hearing it personally from you.
All right. And on that note, stay tuned for our, is 4 steps?
Yeah. Well, I don't really like calling them steps. I just want to share as much knowledge as I can about what I do. And for people that maybe aren't ready to join my group coaching program or even do one-on-one with me, I want to give as many tools as possible that they can implement right now. And then maybe there is a time where they can have a little bit more help and support and guidance. You know, I'm a cheer squad, so I can cheer you on along the way, because there are times on this journey that can be really challenging. And if you go it alone, it's lonely and it's even more challenging. So I offer, you know, a loving cheer squad to, you know, help people along, because sometimes we just want to give up, and having somebody else in your corner helps you not give up. So that's what I'm here for. So like I said, you know, I offer so many different things, but if somebody's not ready, but they want to start moving forward, this is why we've been doing this little series in September, or sorry, it's August, in August, to really kind of get, because September is almost like this new time of year. It's almost, you know, it's like almost like a new year. Kids are back to school. It's back to work, or maybe you've always been at work, but this is, we get kind of more like loosey goosey, you know, we stay up late, we go, we,
you know. Summer's different, whether you work through the summer or not.
Exactly. So then we get back into like a routine in September. So I'm just sharing all these things. I don't even want to call steps, but like
tools
and, techniques. You know, things, yeah, techniques and things to think about. So when September comes around and people might find them looking at their goals again, be like, oh my gosh, I still have 4 months of the year to, you know, go after a goal or a dream. Like there's so many more, like 4 months, you can do a lot in 4 months.
Yep.
And that is why I'm actually starting my group coaching program in September. Not the beginning, because I know any moms or even dads out there, the first couple weeks of September is insane because the kids are going back to school. You're like, I need to get back into routine and, you know, things to buy for school and all that. So it's, I think it's mid-September. And that's why I'm starting the course, though, to really, really move forward and skyrocket the last, use those months up, not up, but use them well. So then you can actually really be at a good place. So when January comes, like you're not working towards something or working on yourself, you can really, you know, move forward, if that makes any sense. Yes. Anyways, so that's that. And, but yeah, so I'm sharing all these though for anybody that's not ready or just not at that place in their life yet. Because I believe everybody deserves to feel, you know, freedom, feel happy and love themselves on like an amazing level. Not just like I kind of love myself, but like a deep loving relationship with themselves. So that's why I share all this stuff, is so everybody can have some sort. And of course, having either one-on-one support or group support is even more, you know, beneficial, but it's not necessary. So there's options. And but next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about support, what that looks like on all different levels via family, friends, professional support and things like that. So we'll talk about that a little bit more next week.
All right. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Have a beautiful day.
Bye for now.